So I heard that you are doubting yourself again. I heard that, again, you're not realizing who you are. And that is showing up in your life and you're having issues with other people because you don't know who you are. Okay. This is not gonna happen whilst I'm alive, okay? If I'm still standing and making my videos, I refuse. I refuse. You know what the chances are of you being alive? 1 in 400 trillion. Are the chances of you being born. Can you imagine that? So you're basically a miracle. And you're out here acting desperate. You're out here not realizing who you are. You're out here acting insecure. You're a miracle. A miracle. You know what I just realized recently? Like, I was just sitting when I went to back home to visit my mom. And I was sitting and I was looking outside and I was like, Mom, but what are we actually? Like, what is this? This is like some sick joke, you know? Like, we're just a soul on earth being here for whatever reason to learn whatever lessons. And I don't know what happens after that. And we're just here. And why do we take life so seriously then? Like, why do people think like, oh my God, no, it's weird if I act confident, but I'm not. No, like literally you can do anything. What does this all matter? Life is so much bigger than us. And we just always want to play it small. We want to be in our little cocoon and not show too much because we have to fit in. You don't have to fit in if you were born to stand out. That's it. Walk in your power. I was talking to my therapist once and I told her, I was like, listen, I never fit in anywhere and stuff. And I really felt bad about it. And then she's like, Liz, the reason why you never fit in is because you were meant to stand out. You were not like them. That's it. I could not resonate with them because I was not like them. I was different. And so are you. Stop doubting yourself. Hi guys, my name is Liz and welcome back to my channel. Okay, let's get into it. First things first. The best things in your life have not even happened yet. The best people that you were meant to meet, you haven't even met yet. The best opportunities that were meant to come into your life have not happened yet. Stop thinking that just because things are not going your way or just because you didn't get the thing that you wanted, that this is gonna be like this for the rest of your life. It's not true. It's simply not true. You will meet other people. You will fall in love again. You will attract a new job opportunity again. You will create a business again. You will do it again because that is life. Sometimes things are not for us because we're meant for something else and meant for something bigger. You need to accept it. The times in my life that I thought that I wanted something and I wanted that thing so bad, I want to thank God right now that I never got it. Because that was literally nothing in compared to what I got. I was thinking this small, meanwhile, a plan for me was this big, you know? So stop thinking that you're smarter than life. You're not. Sometimes life works itself out. And yes, heartbreak is meant to happen. How will you ever learn if you never experience heartbreak, if you never experience sadness, if you never fail at something? How do you learn? Sometimes we need really big hurt in order to open our eyes and to see things clearly. Start being grateful for that hurt. Like literally when bad things happen in my life right now, I get so excited because I'm like, whoa, good things are about to happen. Every single time something happens to me, I fall into depression, whatever. The things that come afterwards are like miracles, like insane. It's like, okay, I'll let you suffer a little bit, but afterwards you're gonna get your reward, Liz, and you as well. You are gonna get your reward. So don't feel like this is it. Your best days have not happened yet. There is still time. And at the most unexpected moments, the biggest rewards come into your life, and you have to believe this. Another thing is as well, how do you know that what is happening to you right now is bad? Maybe you want that job. Maybe you want that guy. Maybe you want that business. But maybe that thing will completely destroy you. And that's why you're not getting it. And you might feel like, oh, I feel so bad because this is what I wanted. But you're actually being protected. You are going to get something so much better afterwards, but you don't see that coming right now. So how do you know it's bad? Maybe it's the best thing that could have ever happened to you. Maybe it's the biggest protection that you ever had in your life. Let life work out sometimes. Let the hurt happen. Let the hurt happen, but just do what you can do right now, which is not give up and keep going. That's the only thing you can do. Not give up and keep going. And if you keep doing that, whatever is meant for you will align on your path. And as well, sometimes situations happen because they're meant to bring up a trigger that you have not healed. Sometimes people come into your life to trigger something in you that you have not healed. If you're triggered by something, if you feel envy towards someone, or if you feel something, there is a reason why you feel this and you need to work on that trigger. Our triggers in our bodies are not for no reason. It indicates where your soul still needs healing. So listen to yourself. If you're feeling jealousy towards someone, right? Ask yourself why. Don't blame yourself for feeling jealous. Don't think like, oh, I'm a bad person. You're not a bad person, but there's something in you that judges what that person has, or maybe wishes that you had it too. But why do you think then that you cannot have it? You get triggered easily and angry about the silliest, littlest things. Why is that? What is there inside of you? Do you need love? Ask yourself, why do I feel like this? Don't ignore your triggers. They're meant to teach you something. And sometimes you lose that job in order for that trigger to come up so you can heal that trigger. You lose that partner in order for that trigger to come up and you can heal that trigger. Also realize that everyone has worries, everyone has doubts, everyone has fears, but the successful people just do not let it stop them. Don't you think that I feel like this? I feel like this all the time. I doubt myself. I fear certain things that I'm gonna do. I worry that things are not gonna work out, but I don't allow it to let it stop me, because there is no way that I can go down again. The only way for me is up, and I'm committed to myself. I'm committed to the promises that I made to myself. The want that I have and the desire for what I want to create for myself is bigger than those fears, doubts, and worries. It's bigger than that. I cannot afford to let these fears win, because I have done that in the past, and I've let it win. And what did that get me? Nowhere. Stuck in my room for years, not even leaving my own room. You can either sit there and let life pass you by, or take life and give it a twist of your own. You can completely create it how you want it, how it's supposed to look for you. Yes, but maybe things will happen that you don't like. Oh no, I hadn't envisioned this, blah, blah. It's not supposed to go completely the vision that you had and completely the way that you were thinking about it. Of course, you're gonna have ups and downs, but I tell you one thing, once you commit to a goal and you see that vision for yourself, you will get there. You will get there no matter what. In order for me to get where I am right now, I went to complete through the worst times of my life. The worst. I had the biggest plot twist in my life that I never even saw coming. But I needed that hurt, because now I am where I am and I have the knowledge that I needed. I needed that knowledge, but what I got from that hurt. Realize that the things you see in others and the things you admire in others, you already have in yourself. The beauty you see in others is already in you. The love you see in others is already in you. You are what you see around you. You would not be able to recognize it if it wasn't in you. If you can recognize ambition and power and all these emotions, it's because it's already also inside of you. If you recognize talent, it's because the talent is inside of you. You would not be able to recognize it if it was not there. If you're going through a hard time right now and you don't know how to figure it out and what to do, I want you to do this. Think about split personality. I don't know if you guys have ever watched the movie Split, where this guy has like different personalities. So imagine like someone else is being paid to get into your body and they have to figure your problem out. And if they figure it out, then they get more money. Okay. So think from another person's perspective. Think at your situation and think like, okay, what advice would I give this person? Don't think of yourself as yourself, but think as someone else. Think of like, okay, what Liz is in the shitty situation. What would I give Liz as advice right now? What she should do? If I was looking from an outside perspective. Because when we are inside of our bodies, we think very emotional. And we don't think rational, right? But someone that is an outstander that comes in and tries to fix your issues, they will be more rational and be like, okay, how can we solve this? So think about it like that. What would an outside person do right now if they were in my situation? What advice would they give me? Another thing is God blesses the black sheep. See, I remember when I was younger, my mother's ex-husband, one time I needed to buy something for him and I went down to the store. So then he gave me money and I had spent $2 more. And because I spent that $2 more, I came like back home and he spit in my face because I did that because of $2. And then another time, my mom, she asked me if I could take $5 from his wallet so we could have food the next day for our siblings to buy bread to go to school, right? And she's like, can you please go take it from his wallet? Because otherwise we wouldn't have food. So then I went and I took it from his wallet. And when he figured it out, he beat me up for it. When I was younger as well, I was wearing Converse, like shoes to school. And I would wear them for years on end, the same shoes. And then eventually they got worn out and they got holes in it. So then when I used to walk outside, also when it was raining, like water would get into my shoes. So then I asked my mom's ex-husband if like I could get new Converse shoes because my shoes were broken. And he said no. And then I literally was like, whoa, like I'm getting told constantly, no, I can't make my own money yet. And I literally had like nothing. But see, when people come from a situation like this, like bullied people that are abused, people that were like financially abused, things like that, or like abusive relationship, doesn't matter. God really blesses the black sheep. Truly, 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 this is true. Because the way that God blessed me with money now is like the biggest universe ever. That's why I really believe that like sometimes we go through hardship, but in the end, you will end up winning. And I've known people that were bullied. I've known people that were abused that literally said like they thought they didn't want to live anymore. And then now they became so successful. It's because sometimes like you get tested in life and sometimes you need knowledge. Like I needed knowledge. I needed knowledge on all these things that I'm talking about now. The reason why I literally understand people and feel their feelings on a different level is because of the abuse. Like without abuse, I don't think I would have been maybe the same person, but I would not like felt people's pain this way. Because when someone comes up to me and talks about the abuse that they're going through, I feel it. And it's a different level. And I understand people on a different level. So I needed that hurt in order to get here. The thing is, life gives you the biggest rewards when you least expect it. When I was literally like, you know what? I'm done with life. I'm done. Like, I'm done with everything. I'm done with everyone, you know? That's the moment where my life started turning. And it turned fast. It was bam, 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 like everything I wanted, you know? And I cannot believe that, like, I literally wanted to end my life. And I would have not been here if I did not literally had a little faith left inside of me. And honestly, if I didn't believe in God, I would definitely not be here. I really believe it was like divine intervention, because when I was at my lowest, and guys, I mean like rock bottom, you know, when you come to a point where like you're so depressed, you don't feel anything anymore. You're like numb. Like you're so numb. Even the hurt is funny to you. You start laughing. You become like psychotic kind of. That's the point where my life completely turned around. I need you guys to realize that nothing that is yours can be taken away from you. See, people can prey on your downfall. People can hope that you do not make it. People can try to cancel you. But what is for you will never be taken away from you. And what is for someone else will never be taken away from them. No matter how much you try, no matter how envious you are, no matter how much you don't want them to do good, you cannot take that away from them. It's for them. And whatever is for you is for you. See, there's peace in that. That it's like, it's lovely. It's very calming to know that. Because it's like, yes, I have my path and whatever comes into my life was meant for me. And I deserve it. And I'm gonna do my best to make it the best life possible. But whatever is meant for me will anyways happen. I cannot force this. can't force things. You have to allow things to naturally flow. The only thing you can do is focus on what you can focus on. Focus on your health. Focus on your mind, your mental health. Focus on taking care of yourself. And I promise you, the rest starts to align like a puzzle. You don't have to do too much. You're not desperate. You don't need to do too much. No, no. Realize that when a person walks out of your life, it was not meant for you. Realize that when you lose a job, it was not meant for you. Realize when that business fails, it was not meant for you. And have peace with that. Start having peace with that. People can walk out of your life. You can lose things. Also realize that every single hour, every single minute even, is a new beginning. You can decide in a split second that this is how it's going to be, and you're going to change your life around, and that's it. That's a fresh start. You start from there. Every single second. In a second, people book flights and they go somewhere. And that's it. That changes their life forever. In a second, they have eye contact with someone. They meet someone. And that's it. That person, they change each other's lives forever. In a second, you get hired with a new job. That's it. Your life's also changed forever. A new reality. In a second, you have a new start. Life is not a set thing. Like, it's not just one way. It's fluid. Things happen all the time. People come in. People go out. This life moves fast as well. Learn to be okay with things happening. Learn that this is a part of life. Learn that sometimes people are meant to walk out and walk back in. That is also part of life. Learn that you are supposed to learn things, that you are supposed to evolve. Your soul is supposed to evolve. It's okay. You have to become the energy you want to attract. You want to find love. Let's love yourself first. Become love. Why would someone come in, a partner come in looking at you? You don't even love yourself. Who wants to be with you? You don't even want to be with yourself. Love yourself first before you try to go out and look for love. You want to attract money, be someone that money would be attracted to. What do you have to offer? What do you have to offer that you would earn so much money? How many people do you influence? You'll realize one thing in life. No matter how much you search for a partner to fix you, no matter how much you search for a job to fix you, no matter how you search for another opportunity to fix you, the person you're actually looking for is you. Because no one is going to bring you happiness. No one is going to fix you except for you. You are the person that you're looking for. They cannot give you the love that you're trying to find, because that love needs to be inside of yourself. They cannot give you the opportunities, because those opportunities are already inside of you. I had a friend of mine, and she's trying to start a business. And I was talking to her like this and that. And then she literally goes like, yeah. And then I find like this investment team to do it, and they can help me, this and that. Meanwhile, I know she literally needs no one and can do it just by herself, like right now, you know? But sometimes people are afraid of their own potential. They don't want to be that successful because they're scared. They're scared of how good they are. Really, truly, this is the thing. People are scared of their own potential, of how successful they can become. And they're scared of the fact, like, how would they be able to handle all that success? Because they're not ready for it. It's uncomfortable to them. And I told her, the investors, all these things are just excuses, because the person you're looking for is you. You can literally create a business right now by yourself, and you know this, and you don't need anyone. Instead of going through middlemen where you have to split the money with, it can go directly to you, and you know this. And she said, yeah, you're right. The person you guys are looking for to fulfill you is you. And once you start realizing this, all else will fall into place. I was reading the story of a billionaire and a poor guy. And the poor man, he was sitting outside in the cold, and he had no blanket, he had nothing. Then the billionaire, he walked by and he saw him, and he said like, oh my God, like, how can you survive in the cold? Aren't you cold? And he said, no, I'm used to it. Like, it's fine. You know, he said, no, said the billionaire. Wait a minute. I will go inside my house. I'll get you a blanket and I'll come back. And then the billionaire went inside of his house, and he got caught up with like stuff, and he forgot about the poor man outside. So then the next morning, the billionaire, he remembered the poor man. So he ran outside with his blanket, And he was looking for him, but then he found the poor man was dead. And the poor man had left a note. The note said, "When I did not have any expectations, I could withstand the cold. But because you gave me hope and told me you would give me a blanket, because of that hope, I couldn't withstand the cold anymore." And it was basically a story about, like, don't promise people stuff if you cannot fulfill it. The thing that happened here is the poor man, he got his expectations up because of the promise that the guy made. But before, when he had no expectation, he could not be disappointed. He was good. Like, he could survive because he had no expectations. And it's the same way with you. When you have no expectations in life, like right now, me, I don't know how my life is going to figure itself out. I don't know. Like, even I'm like, what is happening, you know? But the only thing I can do is create what I want to create, be who I want to be, focus on fixing myself and healing myself further, and everything else will align. I don't have expectations for my life. If you ask me right now, where do you see yourself 5 years? I don't know. Wherever life takes me. I don't want to live in like, oh, I need to be here. I don't need to be anywhere. I'm good where I am, and I'm good where I'm going. I also realize that it's okay to be done with people. It's okay to be done with anyone or anything that disturbs your peace. Stop making yourself feel guilty about it. It's also okay to be done with yourself. Like, you know, when I was at my lowest moment, I was done with myself. I was like, oh, Liz, like, I'm tired. Literally, I'm tired of this behavior. And that's when I also fixed my life. Sometimes you need to be done with everything in order to recreate it and in order to step back into your power. Let those people go. Be done with them. Be done with everyone. Be done with yourself. But pick yourself up again. Out here doubting yourself if you're good enough or not. Like, are you crazy? There's people half of your potential. They think they're the king on earth. And they're literally accomplishing everything because that's how they think. Be a little bit delusional in life. That's how I made it so far. I'm delusional. I saw my situation and I said, no, this is not my reality. This is not what I want. That's it. And it will not happen because I did not want it that way. I was delusional. See, you can call me delusional any day, but I am going to get what I want. I am that person. If I want something, I'm going to get it. I'm going to be delusional about it. I might not get it the way I expected it to go, but it's going to happen. Know how many times I literally was like trying and trying and trying and not wanting to give up until I looked at the thing or the person and I was like, no, I'm done. I am so done of this behavior. I'm so done of me allowing this behavior to continue and to happen. I'm done. And in a second like that, everything changes again because I was done. So the only thing that can happen from then on is that my reality shifts. I go into my new reality and that's it. You guys let people disturb your peace for years and years and years. And then you come out literally like crazy. Then you're like, oh my God, why did I do that? This and that. Like, no, be done with people. Be done with them. Be done with jobs as well. If your job is breaking your back and you cannot do that job anymore, why are you doing that job? That job would replace you tomorrow if they could. They don't care about you or your health. And if they cared, your back would not be hurting. Like, realize that you guys are worth so much more than this. Like, is your body not a blessing? Why are you treating it that way? And last but not least, trust yourself. I was watching this interview from Lisa Nichols, and she was basically talking about true confidence comes from when you have faith in the ability that you will be able to bounce back from anything. And she said, I had faith in the ability that I was able to bounce back from anything that happened. So she said, okay, if I make this choice and it does not turn out that way, then I know that I can bounce back from it. You know this as well. Like, you have been through so much already and you're still here. Why do you think that right now is going to be different? This you cannot do anymore. This is too much, you know? No, it's not too much. You know you can handle it. You're just being emotional right now. You're just feeling sad. And it's okay to be emotional. And it's okay to let those feelings out. But then, like, pick yourself up, okay? Pick yourself up. See, the moments I don't trust myself, I think to myself, if anyone else, if my family members, if I would ask them right now, this is my issue. Do you guys think I can handle it? They would say blindly, you can handle it blindly because that's how much they trust me in my ability. So why would I not trust myself? Anyways, guys, you need to start remembering who you are. You need to start trusting yourself. You need to recognize your worth. And yeah, I hope you guys learned something in this video. I love you guys so much. And yeah, I see you in the next video. Bye-bye, guys. Love you.